Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. and myself, Minister Kashima Douglas. This is Freestyle Friday. We have two special guests that will be on today. Excuse me. First, give honor to God, who's head of our lives. Good morning. The scripture for this morning is Jeremiah 17 and 14. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I pray. Again, Jeremiah 17 and 14. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I pray.
Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning. This is Pastor Donnell Douglas. I am the host and the co-host of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Y'all forgive me, I got a little sidetracked this morning. We're going to try that again. My name is Pastor Donnell Douglas. I am the host. Donnell Douglas, you want me to use my whole name, Lord Jesus. My whole name is Donnell L. Douglas Sr., I want to welcome you guys to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Thank you guys so very much for listening in. We appreciate you guys taking out that time. We thank you for yielding your first fruit with us on this morning, which is the Word of God. And we thank you for taking out that time today to come on and listen. Wherever you guys are listening to us at, we know that the world is trying to go back into full service where we're working. Whether you guys are listening to us on the way to work, or you guys are listening to us at your desk, maybe you guys are listening to us from your home because you're working from home. We thank you so very much for taking out that time and listening in for on today. Before we get started, before we go another further, as they say, we want to go ahead and go into prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to call on your mighty and rich name. Father, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. So we surrender our all to you on this morning. God, we pray and say, take the reins of this broadcast today. God, and let your will be done. God, for whatever you have set up and orchestrated on today, God, I pray, we pray, God, that you would just move by your power and by your strength. God, we know that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are the called according to your purpose. And we know that purpose is being made manifest even now, God, in this atmosphere. Father, we want to just say, God, thank you for taking a hold of the situation for everyone that's listening under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, we pray, God, if there is anything, the chaos that's going on in their mind, God, quiet the chaos, God, Father, so they can understand. God, if there's a noisome pestilence that's speaking in their ear, God, we pray that you would silence that noisome pestilence, God, that they can hear your voice. God, if there's anything of that is dealing with their heart, God, whether it's a broken thing or a thing where they don't understand, a thing where God is just chaotic and where they can't move, God, we pray on today, God, that you would move by your power and move by your strength. God, we pray, God, that you would just move, God, in this atmosphere. God, we pray the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Again, as always, we thank you so very much for taking out that time. Amen. Amen. Forgive me. Amen. Amen and amen again. Before we go another further, we would like to also acknowledge another further. That's what I said. It's Freestyle Friday. We're getting there. Come in here. No, I'm just not. Before we go any further, I wanted to make sure that we acknowledge our engineer, none other than my lovely wife, doing a fantastic job. She's out here doing a great job. We appreciate her so much for her coming in and taking the reins, doing what she does best. And we thank you so much for that. Also, we want to give out our shout outs to everyone that is listening in to us on today. We have United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, South Africa, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, and Hong Kong. We thank you guys so much for listening in. Whatever your time zones are that you guys are listening in, we're so appreciative. We thank you so very much for taking out that time to listen in and to join in with us on this morning. We know that you guys listen in and you listen in and you listen in faithfully, and we thank you so very much for that. We thank you for just being a consistent manifestation in our life that we are able to see you guys and hear you guys come on. We would also like to get you guys praise reports. If you guys are listening to and you have praise reports, please feel free to either go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection email where you can leave your praise reports there at worldwidegospel@gmail.com. You can leave it there. worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. You can leave your praise reports there. You can go to the Worldwide Gospel Facebook page. You can go there. Or you guys can actually go on and log on to the Blog Talk Radio Connection, Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcast, and there's a comment section. You can also leave your comments there. And if you feel the need, you can come on to the broadcast. You can call in. You can call in. That number is 563-999-3628. And again, please feel free to call in. And that number is 563-999-3628. You can call in, leave your request there. Press 1 to speak with the host. And if you want to share your testimony or if you just want to just get prayer, we'll stop what we're doing to pray. That's what this broadcast is built on. This broadcast is built on prayer. We pray, and we know that the prayers of the righteous avail much. It's nothing that we do. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell people this all the time. We have no power without the power. He said that you shall have power after that which the Holy Ghost have come upon you. That's the only power that we have. When God comes on us, we can't do anything in ourselves. We don't move in ourselves. We don't breathe in ourselves. We don't operate in ourselves. We don't do anything in ourselves. And that's the wonderful thing about God, is that when he steps into the room, he'll move all of our obstacles. He'll move all of our circumstances and situations. I'm teaching already, whether y'all ready to ride or not.
This one's on fire.
I do not.
Just a little bit.
No. Oh my God, America! Did you see what I'm going through? You said don't go through. We were on a good roll. We were talking about the presence of the Lord and how we have power. Oh Lord, Jesus help me.
Praise the Lord.
No, we're not going there. See, this is the thing, America. The Giant Killer Esquire. Y'all didn't hear the last point that she did. She said the Giant Killer Esquire, and then she made the scratching sound. That's what she made. That's the sound she made. The sound she made after she said that.
Oh, that's what he named it.
Who? B.D. Cole? Let me tell you something. I'm gonna have to get B.D. Cole back on the broadcast so me and him can have a conversation about this once again. Because listen to me. B.D. Cole, if you out there listening, sir, I need you to call in, and me and you need to have a conversation, sir, about this rap bug that you done dropped on to my wife. Me and you going to have a conversation about that. I don't understand, Jesus. He said you what? Oh, dear. Meeting. Listen, bro. Listen, brother. Listen, man of God. If you are listening, sir, if you are listening in, I am calling anybody that's listening in that know B.D. Cole, please tell him to call the radio show right now. He got some stuff he needs to answer to. He needs to answer to some questions I got for him. I'm trying to figure out why in the world. Why, BD? Just why? I don't get it. And the thing about it is, BD is a bad dude. Don't get me wrong. I love my brother. My brother is on point, y'all. If you guys are aspiring gospel rappers, go to his page, BD Cole. He has where he is actually, he will help you get your beats to your song. See, I don't know nothing about it. They call them bars. I don't know. I'm just telling you, BD Cole will get you set up. He'll get you right. He'll get you right. He actually will give you, he makes original tracks for you that you can actually put your music to. And just get on his page, BD Cole, and like his page and inbox him and drop a message into his messenger and let him know, hey, look, I was listening to Worldwide Gospel Connection, and Pastor Douglas was telling me that you could do some beats, and I'm pretty sure he'll take care of you. He'll go ahead on and do that for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And, oh, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're just elated about today's broadcast. We're just elated about today's broadcast. This is going to be the first installment of what we call Unscripted Scriptures. I am looking so forward to my brothers joining me on this morning. None other than Pastor Darrell Sampson and none other than the prophet for the end time. I'm going to just call it like I see it. I'm going to call it like the anointing is on his life. The prophet of this end time, none other than Amos Smith. These brothers right here, let me drop a bug in your ear, Let me drop a bug in your ear. These brothers. I can't, Jesus. I can't. Listen, these brothers right here, these are two of the most, I'm just going to say it like this. If you buckle your seatbelts, that's all I can tell you. Buckle your seatbelts. You all who have been listening to us for a while, Pastor Sampson and Minister Smith have been on the broadcast before. They have come in and wrecked the house. Huh? Minister Smith was on last Monday. Y'all listen up. Listen. If y'all did not get an opportunity to hear Minister Smith, go back into the archives. Go back into the archives and look for anything that he didn't did on the broadcast. And I promise you, you will feel this shift in your life just by listening to the archives, listen to the the live recording that we did. We are all, everything we do is live. None of the stuff that we do is Memorex. We try to provide as much authenticity to what we do as possible, but we want to make sure that you guys know that when the ministers are on the line, when these guys are on live, they are on live, and they do what God has put into them to do, and we're so grateful for what God does. I can't. Listen, she just found out how to do all these little voices on this. Y'all pray for me. Y'all pray me through. That's what I want y'all to do. America, y'all give me. Y'all pray for me. Pray my strength. Pray my strength and my wisdom in this. Cause I just
freestyle Friday.
I get that. I promise you. I get this freestyle Friday. I really do. I promise you. I get the freestyle Friday. But. Listen, Lord help me. But anyway, listen, we're waiting on the man of God and everyone to come on. But we are so excited about this unscripted scripture. It's this, like I said, this is Freestyle Friday, and usually what we do on Freestyle Friday is we try to give you something on Freestyle Friday that you wouldn't normally get through the week. The purpose and the reasoning is for that is to try to elevate us a little bit higher than where we are. I know that sometimes that's impossible because We have Pastor Nash to come on. On Mondays we have our Men's Day Monday. And Man Up Monday. We have Man Up Monday on Mondays. And on Man Up Monday, these brothers come in and they be bringing the fire. They be bringing the fire. Tuesday and Wednesday, like never before, ministries powered by the Miracle Zone with Pastor Overseer Apostle Pastor Nash that comes on, and she wrecks the house with the guests that she be having. And I'm just telling you guys, we try to keep you guys informed and strengthened, and try to keep you guys up. But the one thing that you have to realize, the authenticity of what we do on the broadcast is not because we're trying to get you guys to do anything different outside of just becoming strong in your faith and in your walk in God. Amen. And that's what we do. That's what we do. We love what we do.
And also we have, don't forget, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yes.
Also,
yes.
We have some phenomenal women of God that I bring on here and that I have that's coming off of this month. Phenomenal powerhouse. And also Freestyle Friday. So remember, Monday is Man Up Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday is like never before ministry. Excuse me, we got our grandbabies. Like never before ministry, from Tuesday, Wednesday with Pastor Nash, and Thursdays women of third Women's Day, Wednesday, and Friday of course is Freestyle. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 if you want to speak or need prayer, or feel free just to listen in.
Amen, amen. And again, guys, the purpose of this is to strengthen you and give you that push, the drive that you need, you know, on your day-to-day walk with God. Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. He gave me my amen cone over there this morning. Amen. 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 So what we're going to do, guys, we're going to read a scripture that I'm just going to share with you guys on this morning. And many of you already know that this is my favorite passage of scripture. I could actually quote this entire scripture without reading it verbatim. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to do something a little bit different. I wanted to dissect a section of it. I wanted to dissect a section of it. Just as a shared point on this morning, just as a shared point on this morning. And what I want to do is I want to give you a very important piece of this passage of scripture. A very important piece of this passage of scripture. And it says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. In the counsel of the wicked, or sitteth in the seat, or set feet on the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of mockers. That's what we're going to deal with this morning. That's what we're going to deal with. We're going to deal with that little bit of passage of scripture right there, because I'm going to reread that again. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor set feet on the path of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. Let me read that second part. I'm going to read verse 2, it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditate day and night. Now, the reason why I wanted to dissect this section or this part this morning, just to give us a little bit of a prelude of this unscripted scripture that's going to take place on today, is that we want you to get into the mindset or into the place where you understand that God is not only moving by his power and his strength, but God is doing what he does best, and that is be God and be bigger than whatever your issue or circumstance may be. You know, we sometimes get into the place to where we don't always understand and we don't always know the direction that God is going to give us. But what we have to realize is we have a path that's already set. And because there's an already set path, we as the people of God, we have to get into a position or into a place to where when God is speaking to us, that we're in a position to where we can hear, where we can hear him, where he can hear us. Because watch what happens now. Watch what happens now. He said, blessed is a man. I'm going to read the King James Version. He said, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. There is a set protocol in your life that God has said, do not, I don't want you walking in this place. Blessed is a man. First off, number one, let's deal with the first part of that. You are blessed because you don't walk in a place that your feet don't belong. Oh, come on here, preach then. Preach like you know how. There is a set place that God has already orchestrated, set up, and put together for your life. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is a man. Blessed. Let's deal with that word blessed. In other words, you're kept. Blessed is another way of just saying you're kept. Blessed is another way of saying that you're protected. Blessed is another way of saying that you're shielded. Blessed is a, come on here, let's ride with this for a minute. Blessed is just another way of saying that everything that you need, God has already provided. Blessed is, come here, let's talk, let's be real. Blessed is another word for just him just covering you and keeping you. Blessed is another word for just him holding back, beating back the winds of the enemy on your life. Blessed is just another word that I blocked that thing that came against your life. Blessed is a man. Right there. I thought I would help you this morning. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of mockers. Let me help you real quick. Guard your mouth, your heart, and your tongue. I'm going to say that again. Guard your heart, your mouth, and your tongue. Come on, let's talk real good this morning. Guard your heart, your mouth, and your tongue. I'm going to tell you why these things are very important to be guarded. Because watch this. All of those things that I just spoke to you about are gates. Lord, here we go with these gates. Listen, there are gates that are attached to you. You have five major gates. You have your mind gate. You have your ear gate. You have your eye gate. You have your mouth gate. And you have your heart gate. Can we deal with the three of these major gates? One gate is your heart gate. One gate is your mouth gate. And let's deal with the other one. One gate is your mind gate. This is the reason why he says for us not to sit in the seat of mockers, because we have to guard these gates. Let me help you real quick. Let me bless you real quick. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Let me get you to the direction that you need to go in. The reason why these gates are so important to cover is because these are the areas that the devil play in the most. Oh, my God. I'm finna to mess around here. I'm finna mess up everybody's little philosophy and mindset about a whole lot of stuff. You can't sit in the presence of a whole lot of folk that don't, oh Lord, that don't have the same mentality and mindset that you have, because watch what happens. Let me help you real quick. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Because, see, these gates now are compromised. Let me show you what a compromised gate make you do. A compromised gate will make you forget who you are. A compromised gate will make you say some things that you ain't supposed to say. A compromised gate will make you let people in that don't belong. A compromised gate will make you speak a thing that you ain't supposed to speak. Because watch this. These three gates are compromised. Your mind gate is compromised because you're allowing someone to speak things into your life, number one, that don't belong. Lord, help this morning because the preacher is on a rampage. Listen, listen. This is the reason why so many of us are so what's the word I'm going to use? Because I don't want it to seem like I'm trying to be facetious or funny or trying to be mean. But this is the reason why so many of y'all are tormented. This is the reason why so many of y'all can't get y'all stuff together. This is the reason why so many of y'all dealing with so many issues. It's because you didn't let these uncircumcised Philistines into your life. And because you don't let these uncircumcised Philistines into your life, and because you don't let these uncircumcised Philistines in your life, now you're trying to figure out why everything around you is starting to look like it's coming apart or it's falling apart. It's because you opened up a gate to somebody, watch this here, that should not have had access in the beginning. Listen to me, Linda, listen to me very carefully, because if you don't listen now, you're going to pay for it later. I'm going to tell you again, if you don't listen now, you're going to pay for it later. I dealt with on yesterday on our prayer line, my family prayer line, I dealt with something that was very, 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 very important, and I want to share this with the broadcast on this morning. Listen to me very carefully. Every one of your choices, whether they are good or bad or indifferent, you will have to pay the consequences for the choices that you make. I'm going to put the brake on right there because I'm going to park right here. I'm finna go ahead on and give you a Holy Ghost fit. You have to understand that everything, every conversation, every decision that you make, everything that you allow in, everything that you allow out, every person that you connect to, every person that is connected to you, there is a consequence that comes along with giving these folks access to your life. Why? Because, let me help you. Come on and sit down. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk like grown folks this morning. Can we talk like a couple of grown people this morning? Can we talk like we adults this morning? Some folk that's in your life right now, they should already have been evicted a long time ago. Lord, help me right here, because I'm finna get a whole lot of people delivered and saved this morning. Listen. You need to give some folks some walking papers. I know we shut in. Some of us are still quarantined. Some of us haven't been able to leave the house. Some of us have. But see, you don't need to face some folks. You don't need to FaceTime. Talk to them, preacher. Talk to them. Go ahead on and let them have it then. Some folks you don't need to FaceTime. Some folks you don't need to Facebook conversation on. Some people you don't need to Messenger. Some people you don't need to let be a part of your Instagram Periscope. You need to start listen to me. Just start blocking some people, because let me tell you the blessing of the block. Let me tell you the blessing of the block. The blessing of the block does this. Listen to me very carefully. The blessing of the block does this. See, the blessing of the block frees you up. That is right. That is. That is. The blessing of the block frees you. It frees you up from having to worry about a conversation that you don't need to have with certain people. It frees your mind up. It frees you. Have you ever noticed when you cut somebody loose, when you shut some folk down, when you close the door to some things? Have you ever noticed how pleasant you feel? You get the joy of your joy of the Lord is back. You get your strength back. You get your push back. You get your drive back. You get your, oh Lord, you get your elevation back. Because watch what happens. God comes in and God says, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm going to go ahead and shut this whole thing down. But see, let's get back to these gates. Now, there's a mind gate. There's the ear gate. There's an ear gate. Let me see how I could put this ear gate in a way that it'll bless your soul. Let me see a way that I can put this ear gate in a way to where it'll pull you into your blessed place, pull you into your best place. Listen, hear the word of the Lord. You have the ability to shut some stuff down simply because you could tell that person that you don't want to hear that from them. Sounds real easy. Ain't complicated at all. Ain't difficult at all. Listen to me, people of God. It's not even that hard of a choice to make on today to just tell some folk, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm going to tell you why. Because your life depends on it. I'm going to get real deep with you real quick. Because, see, let me help you with something. Some kids you in control of. Mm-hmm. Some emotional breakdowns, ladies and gentlemen, you are in control of. Some unforeseen circumstances we are in control of. Because we have to, if you really want to be honest with you, with yourself, if you really want to take the time to really look into and to engage into and to interact into this situation, the reason why you have an unforeseen circumstance is because you have an unforeseen person attached to your life. We'll let that marinate on you, and I'm going to say it again. The reason why you have unforeseen circumstances attached to your life is because you have unseen people attached to your life. Some people show up. Watch the preacher. Some people show up that don't belong in your life. They don't need to be there. But because we feel, listen to me, because we feel like we need to let that person in. Mm. Good preaching, Douglas. Good preaching. Because we feel like the need to let that person in, to open that door, to allow that person to bombard our space. We open up that door, and when we open up that door, that person steps right on in, and they in there. And because they in there, now we have circumstances in our life that, watch this here, that we don't understand why. We got this woe is me situation happening, and we're upset. Listen, we that's on the outside trying to figure out why you got a woe is me situation going on, but in actuality, your woe is me. Can I help you? Can I help you? Your woe is me have meaning? Woe is me have a meaning, but it has a meaning only to a certain degree. Because let me help you. Because some stuff you could avoid it in the beginning. Some stuff you could avoid it in the beginning. So listen. We're gonna take a real quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. All right. God bless you guys. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Now, remember, guys, the number is 563-999-3628. Call in and press 1 if you need prayer or if you just want to share your testimony. Thank you, and continue to listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all. It's me, Key, and I'm getting ready to worship quarantine style with some family and friends. Anisha, are you there?
Hey.
Tyrone, are you there?
Good.
Drea, Shelby, are you there? Marcus Johnson, Mark J, are you in the building or what? At home? Shalita, are you there? Adia, are you there?
Hey, Kiera.
Tony, Uncle Snoop, Paris. What about Brooks? You there? Deshaun Jones, are you there? And now, my beloved sister, Tasha Cobb Leonard, are you there? Were you there, darling? Okay, here we go. Something has to break in your life. We're in this together, so we're worshiping and making it fun. Here we are.
Welcome back to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, Pastor Daniel Douglas. It is an awesome privilege and honor today to have you guys to join in with us, also along with my lovely, 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 lovely co-host, none other than my lovely wife, Minister Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. We thank you for taking out that time to join in with us and to just be a part of what God is doing in our lives on today. We just want to say thank you so very much, as always, to join in with us. We're going to continue where we left off at in our verse of Psalms 1, where we were dealing with the three major gates. Now we dealt with the mind gate. We dealt with the mind gate. Now we're going to deal with the ear gate. Now I'm gonna show you a little pattern here. Some of you may know the pattern, and some of you may not. Some of you may be kind of wrestling with this pattern. This may be your first time being able to have the coalition of the two of these together. But if you never realize this, that which goes into your ear is what effectively or what ultimately affects your decision. Let me help you real good. The world says the eyes are the window to the soul. Such a beautiful saying. Such a beautiful saying. The eyes are the window to the soul. Now, if you would take this exact same passage of Scripture and attached to this a word like this, what I would share with you is this, and say, if not, the eyes is the window to the soul, can it not be said that the ears are the gateway to the mind? I'm going to let that just sit on your heart for a minute. Because some of you all are trying to figure out why your mind is so jacked up. It's because you've been listening to the wrong people at the right time. Let me set a tone for you. Now, you're doing things that you would not normally catch yourself, or would allow yourself to do, simply because there are people that is connected to you that make you make decisions, watch this here, that ultimately affects your judgment. Help, Holy Ghost. Come on in the room and speak in this place. I got a little homiletics in me. Listen, there is a place that if we're not careful, when we allow an individual to speak into our mind, he or she will cause us to make decisions simply because what I would like to call, they call it mental subjection. Now, I don't know, one of my favorite movies is Now You See Me. I love looking at this because if you really want to dissect this thing down to the basic root, is this is actually a complete play on what the devil does to us. I'm going to help you. If y'all have never watched the movie, I advise you to make this one of your movies to watch. Since we're in quarantine, go ahead on and look for it on Netflix. Go ahead on and look for it on Hulu, go ahead on and look for it on something and watch Watch it. Watch it. Listen. Now you see me deals with three musicians, and one of the musicians that is on there is a gentleman named Woody Harrelson. A lot of you all know him. Very good actor, fine actor. Loved him. Love him in a lot of movies that he's played in. He's played in some fantastic movies. One of the movies, this movie that he's particularly plays in, he plays in this movie as what they call in this thing, he is the mentalist in this thing, where he does post-subjective reasoning. Okay. So this post-subjective reasoning, what he does is listen to what the connection is to what the devil does. He tells you something. He says something to you. He tells you what he calls out numbers and he calls out certain things, and it's all of a sudden is he just pulling out of the air. This is a classic, and hear me well. This is a classic, and I tell people all the time, you know, y'all forgive me, y'all pray for me, you know, but it is what it is. This is simply this gift that people have in this earth is simply no more than a miscarried prophetic gift. We talk about the miscarriage all the time. The reason why I deal with it is because I want all of the prophets of this nation to realize that even in their era, they could come back. Because you're working as a tarot reader, you're working as one of the ones that read the crystal ball. See, I need y'all to come on and get back in timing with God, because I don't want you to miss God. I'm just being honest with you, and I'm being real. I don't want you to miss God, because I'm going to show you how important this is to me. It's because I need y'all to walk on this earth with me so we can start getting some things together, so we can start getting this to all our prophetic people that's out there that made y'all wrong decision, that made y'all wrong turn. I'm calling y'all back home. I'm calling on the name of the Lord on your behalf, that you can walk in your glorious place with God. Amen. So that's my claim. Listen, Woody Harrelson does this suggestive thing where he just speaks and he'll pull little things, and then he'll watch your eye movements. Listen to what I'm telling you. He'll watch your eye movements. He'll watch your body language. He'll watch certain things about you, and he'll sit back and he'll tell you certain things. Watch him. He'll tell you certain things because of your body movement, and he'll just throw stuff out there. Mommy issues. No. Daddy issues. You know, and you'll see the body moving. You'll see the eye moving. You'll see them move the eyes left to right. He'll read all of the signs of what's going on. Now listen to me. This is how the devil does us. Oh Lord, he'll throw things out there to see what. Watch this here. Watch the old saying. I'm gonna throw something out there. I'm gonna see what's gonna float. He'll throw some stuff out into your life to see if you're going to take a bite of the thing that I'm throwing out there. Are you going to be a partaker of the very thing? Watch this here, that he has put into your quote unquote possessions or hands, and see what you're going to do with it. Because watch this. At the end of the day, if you really want to know the truth about the situation, if you really want to know what God is doing in your life and in this hour and in this dispensation and time in your life, if you really want to take out the time to see what God is showing up in your life and doing right now, this would be the perfect time. Help your Holy Ghost. Help them. Holy Ghost, help them. This would be the perfect time for you to sit back and just start peeling back some stuff that the enemy has put inside your life and said, you know what, this joker done did this to me, this joker done did that. Go through your past history of mistakes that you've made. Now, I ain't talking about dwell on the past. I'm just talking about take a quick look back at it and say, you know what, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would have never overcame this. Or posture or look back and look at, and look where you are and see the things that where you are right now is the very thing where the enemy, watch the words that are coming out of my mouth. This is why the enemy has had me captivated for so long. It's because of the simple fact that he done threw stuff out into the atmosphere. He done threw stuff out into the water. He done threw stuff out there to see where if I'm going to bite on it and I'm going to take it and I'm stumbling with it. He'll speak things into your ear and it will affect the thoughts. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. It will affect the thoughts or your thought pattern, your ability to think beyond what, watch this here, the words that they say to you. You know don't nobody want you but me. You know you're ugly. Only reason why we together because I'm here to rescue you. Because I know that your mama don't care about you, the dad don't care about you, your sisters and your brothers, they don't care about you. You know I'm the only one that even got you, even kind of a little bit of inkling of who you could be. I'm just sticking around so I can make sure that you're all right. I'm trying to help y'all. But watch what happens. They speak that stuff into your ears. And if you hold on to it long enough, God help you, you start believing that you're there. Don't nobody want you but me. And you start thinking about that. Don't nobody want me, want him but me. Now, but see, this is the thing. This is the thing. And I'm going to help you to your hopeful place. I'm going to bless you to your blessed place. I'm going to drive you to your destiny, push you to your purpose, and I'm going to drop you off at your victory. Watch this here. You have the ability to walk away from it because, watch, he'll put a tag on a dog. He'll put a license on a dog, but he won't put no ring on your finger. You're not obligated to be there. Pack your stuff. He ain't even got to leave. Pack your stuff, and when the quarantine is over with, or when this thing gets good enough for you to go ahead on and walk out, you tell him that you're leaving. I'm going to tell you why. Let me help you. Let me show you. And to be honest with you, you got people that's been waiting. Oh, God. You got people that's been waiting for you to tell Leroy bye. Lord, you're going to make me Mr. Ryan here. I'm going to get in trouble with these people. You got people that's been sitting back watching you deal with Leroy for all these years, and because they respect who you are, they won't step into your situation and step into your stuff. But they're really waiting on you to tell Leroy bye. And that door is actually open for you to walk in to be free. Whoop that in. Whoop that in. Whoop that in. Just thought I'd drop you off at your victory right there. You can overcome this thing by the simple fact of understanding not only just who you are, but where God is trying to take you to. Now, let's drop down to another piece of this. Another piece of this, it says, for us not to sit in the seat of mockers. Not to sit in the seat of mockers. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. The verse that blessed me so that I read on yesterday was simply this. It says, I set before you blessings and curses, life and death. Choose life. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. The next verse that says, it says, I set before you blessings and curses, life and death. Choose life. Now, in order, the reason why I'm marrying these two scriptures together is because you cannot choose life if you don't speak life. Holy Jesus, Holy Jesus, Holy Jesus. You can't choose life if you're not speaking life. I'm finna mess up your whole theology about that verse and that scripture. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Listen, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. I'm going to mess up your theology about that word, life and death. You can speak death and life at the same time, whether you want to believe it or not. Preacher, I beg to differ. The Bible says bitter and sweet can't come out the same fountain. You're absolutely right. But Jesus also tells us this. He says that you will either be hot or cold, or I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Some people are lukewarm.
Some are cold.
Some are cold, some are hot, and some are lukewarm. But watch this. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of, my mouth. So, in other words, you have the ability to speak life and death at the same time. That's how you become lukewarm. I don't know if you ever had a cup of lukewarm coffee. I got some sitting on the desk right now. I refuse to drink it. I'm going to tell you why. Because lukewarm coffee is nasty. I can drink an iced coffee. My wife would tell you, I don't understand how it is that this man could go into a store and buy some iced coffee and drink a cup of iced coffee. I can't do it. I don't understand how is it that he could drink coffee. I don't like coffee. But watch this here. Coffee, I love coffee, either hot or either cold. I can't do lukewarm coffee. I'm going to tell you why lukewarm coffee don't do nothing for me. I'm going to help you real quick. Lukewarm coffee is nasty.
Well, actually, cold and hot coffee is nasty.
That's on you. Talking about cold, hot and cold coffee is nasty. That's on you. You ain't never had a good cup of coffee. I think that's what the issue is. So that's the issue for her. But that's not my issue. Listen to what I'm saying. So the lukewarm coffee is nasty. In other words, it's lukewarm serves God no purpose. So that's the reason why I tell people all the time, it is possible for you to speak life and death at the same time. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show you how. Can I help you? I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. I know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask and think. I know you're able, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But Lord, you know what? I'm so worried about this thing. Golly, you know, I don't know. You said it in God, laughing, then you come back and get it. I believe. Yeah, I believe, Lord. You're moving by your power and by your strength. You're doing what you do best, God. You're being God. And God, all by yourself, I feel your presence, Lord. Do what you do best. Get up off the pew. Pick it right back up. Put it back in your bag. And drive down the street with your issues and your problems tucked up under your arm. Lord, I don't know how you're going to feel. I don't know what I'm going to do, Lord. What I's going to do, Jesus? Bitter, sweet, cold, lukewarm, life, death. I said before you, blessings and curses, life and death. Choose. Which one do you choose? And see, the thing about Jesus is this, the thing about God is this, God is okay with you choosing death. I know that just wrecked some of y'all theology. I know that just wrecked some of y'all mentality. I know that just wrecked some of y'all thoughts. But God is okay with you choosing death. I'm going to tell you why he's okay with you choosing death. He gives you free will. God is a gentleman. He is not going to push himself off on anyone. He is not going to make you be something that you don't want to be. He's not going to make you follow any one decision that he wants you, that he has in mind for you. Now, notice what he says. He said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. He said also, he says this, he said, I know my thoughts toward you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to an expected end. He's okay with you choosing death because he already knows the path that's set for you. He will set things before you so you can make the right decisions, but it's ultimately up to you. God, let me tell you what I love so much about God. God is not going to put a 9mm to your head and tell you, if you don't choose me, it's going to be some problems up in here. God ain't never did that. God ain't never did that. I was watching a video. yesterday. And it's supposed to have been a comedy little skit. But I think that we want God to come in and be like this. I'm going to kill everything around you. You better not leave me. You better not leave me. I'll kill everybody around you. I'll kill everybody you get connected with. It was a joke on the video. But some of us actually want God to come in and be that crazy ex-boyfriend that sit back and tell you that crazy foolishness about it. But God is such a gentleman that he'll see you in that place. And instead of putting you in a compromising position, thank you, Holy Ghost, that he'll let you make your decision to be wrong until you get it right. And he will love you until you get it right. Don't sit in the seat of mockers. Don't sit in the seat of mockers. Don't sit in a seat to where you're partaking of a place. Listen to the words that are coming out of the mouth. You're not partaking of a thing. You're not taking part of a situation or a circumstance. And so we are captivated or confused or out of pocket in this thing that we're in because of the words that we allow to come out of our mouth. We can speak life and death at the same time. And if we're not careful, ladies and gentlemen, we can speak death for so long and we wind up dying ourselves. See, let me show you the importance of speaking life.
The importance of speaking life is simple. Very, very simple. It's not complicated. It's not difficult at all. Speaking life is important simply because of the decisions that we make on a day-to-day basis that could ultimately switch, transition, change, edify, glorify, or transition where we are simply by the choices that we make. Everyday choices with everyday people, with an everyday mindset, and an everyday heart, we could transition some things, transition some people, transition some places, transition some areas in our life simply by what choices we make. Now watch this here. Watch this here. It says, but in But listen, I'm sorry, verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. What is the law of the Lord? What is the law of the Lord? The law of the Lord is everything that is contrary to the will and the way of the devil. Turn your affections toward heaven. Turn your affections toward the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Turn your affections toward the God of Gods. Turn your affections toward He who holds your hand. Turn your affections toward the keeper of your peace. Turn your affections toward the one who is moving not just by his power, but by his strength. Turn your affections toward the one who is speaking life and speaking life more abundantly. Turn toward the one who has all power in his hand. Turn toward the one who is not just able, but well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Turn toward the one who not only has his mentality and his heart set in you and set before you, but turn toward the one who will guide you. That is where the law of the Lord is. That's what the law of the Lord is. When you walk in the presence of God, when you walk in the presence of God, when you walk in his divine wisdom and understanding, that's what the law of the Lord is. He gives us the commandments, and those commandments were replaced in the New Testament with the one commandment. He said, this one commandment I give to you, that you love ye one another. Love. Love is your ultimate answer. Love is your ultimate positioning, your ultimate place, your ultimate shift, your ultimate transition, your ultimate move by his power and by his strength. God has that connection to who you are in everything and in everywhere that we go. No matter what you may be experiencing in your life, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And he says, and his law, he meditate day and night. You're trying to figure out why you struggle in your night season. Let me help you. You struggle in your night season simply because of this. You don't meditate in the word in your night season. I'm going to say this and we're going to go to break. It is important that we meditate on the scripture in our night season, because our scripture is what keeps us from falling apart. Now listen, we can Shata, EDIO, Kickstarter Honda, Ebola, all we want. But at the end of the day, the devil going to look at you with that big old grin on his face and ask you, are you finished? Because you ain't done nothing. You ain't throw a word at him. See, scripture is life. This is the unfolded word. This is, the Bible says, he said, and this is, I love the prelude to all of the gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But John's one is bless me the most. And when he introduces Jesus onto the scene, let me help y'all real quick. I'm finna go to John 1. And we're gonna share that, and then we're gonna break off. We're gonna break off. John 1 says, he says, I'm gonna read. Oh wow. Let me help you real quick. I'm gonna read three of the different translations that I have. This is the NIV version. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now listen. New Living Translation says, in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, check this out. We're going to go down a little bit further. I'm going to read the New American Standard says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, let me help you. Let me help you to your blessed place. I'm gonna go ahead on and read that whole passage for you. And I'm gonna read it from the King James Bible for you, so I can go ahead on and read that first those first three little passages right there. And it simply says this. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2 says, the same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So in other words, if you go to the book of Genesis, when it says he spoke these things into existence, he was not only, come on here, Reverend, talk then. He said, when he said, let us make man in his image, he was Holy Ghost, you making these people get the real revelation today. It wasn't that he was speaking when he spoke. Listen to me. When he said, let us make man in his image, he was talking directly to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that was talking to his own body, his own connection. And John the Revelator was the one who brought it to our attention. Because for so long, we never really understood who he was talking to, but he was talking directly to Jesus. He said, let us make man in our image. And when he began to speak, he spoke life. And he says that we could not find a savior. Moses couldn't do it. Joshua couldn't do it. Abraham couldn't do it. All these other different prophets couldn't do it. But watch this here. Guess what? He said, Father, prepare me a body, for I'll go down. So he became the Word wrapped in flesh. So when you get into the presence of God, Get into his word. When you get into his word, you get into him. Come on here, somebody. I'm just trying to help this morning. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to give you some instructions, because I understand that what you're going through, you need some instructions. Listen, when you wrap yourself in God, you wrap yourself in his word. When you wrap yourself in Jesus, you wrap yourself in his word, because he, Jesus, and the word are all one. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. The Word made flesh, God the Father, Jesus, which is the Word made flesh, and the Holy Spirit, watch here, that worked through Jesus. And then he said, I leave with you a comforter, a connection to me, so that when you get into that place, you can listen. We think the Holy Ghost is to make us go the lay hands in the name of Jesus. I command. No. It makes you to fall on your face and call on the word. It connects us. God have mercy. It connects us in a way to where the only place that we have to go is to his word. For his word is power, and his word is strength, and his word is the ability. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, nor standeth in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. What is the meditation of the law in Jesus, in the word, and that is the meditation of you when you connect with God in a way to where God moves on your behalf. All things are working together for the good of them who love you, who love the Lord, who love him, who love our Father. And he would do what he said he'll do. We just got to stay with our mindset connected to him and let God be God and the devil be a liar. Amen? Okay, we're going to go to a quick commercial break and then we'll be right back.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where
Thank you.
Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where it's Freestyle Friday. This pastor doesn't want me to do my rap. I'm going to let's take it this Friday. But next Friday. But next Friday,
Sweet baby Jesus.
Well, we thank you guys again so much for coming on and listening to the show today. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Anytime you want to speak or have a word with the God gave you to give on the show, press 1 when you call it. Or if you need prayer, press 1 when you call it. The overcoming scripture is Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. Very powerful passage of scripture. This is our overcomer scripture time, overcomer's prayer and scripture time. We wanted to also make sure that we acknowledge you today, because we realize there are those that are seeking the path of righteousness to walk among those who are seeking after God. And we realize that sometimes we are challenged in that walk because the enemy wants us to think that we cannot overcome the place where the enemy has put a foothold or a struggle or a stronghold at. But we realize that the God that we serve is greater than whatever issues or circumstances that can be presented to us, through us, or by the enemy. Because we know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or say. So on this morning, I want to extend to you this opportunity, this chance, this invitation, if you would, to accept Christ as your Lord and your Savior. He is not only just able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, but he will show up on our behalf and set the very boundaries of hell and make him stumble and make him fall and make him give in and make him shut the door to everything that he has spoke our wildlife. Amen. So here, in a nutshell, I want to extend to you this opportunity. Very simple opportunity for you to just call on the name of the Lord in the midst of what you're going through, and he will show up and he will show out in your life. Amen. Amen. So here, what I would like to do is I'm going to go ahead on and we're going to just pray. We don't have to go through all of the real government rule of all the stuff that we got to try to figure out and say and do and all that stuff. We just want to extend to you an opportunity. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me. And when we pray this prayer, you can overcome the thing that the enemy has presented into your life. And it's just that simple. It's not complicated at all. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not complicated at all. God will show up, God will show out, and God will make the devil out of a liar every chance and every time that he gets. So here today, we just want to extend that to you. And it's just that simple. I'm going to pray with you, and then we can go from there. Here we go. You just repeat these words with me. Say, Father, I have fallen. I have sinned, and I ask that you would come into my life. I ask that you would be my keeper, my watchman, and my judge. I know, O God, that if I confess you with my mouth, and I come confessing you today as my Lord and Savior, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. If you prayed that prayer with us, you are now a part of the body of Christ. You're a part of the kingdom. It was just that simple. Not even that complicated. Not at all. And I wanted to be one of the first ones to welcome you to the family of Christ. Your confession on today makes you now a part of the body of Christ. It's just that simple. Now, before we go on any further, I would like to extend to you our three keys to become a since you became an overcomer, you could use these three keys. So I'm going to turn that over to my wife now.
The three keys are, first, get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. There's nothing wrong with going visiting churches till you feel like that place is for you. Three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but it's living the word. This is very important since you have become an overcomer. It's not going to be easy, but that's why you need those three keys: a Bible, a church home, and a leader that's not only preaching the word, but is living the word.
Amen. Amen. Very important keys. And I want to add a little footnote there. Guys, continue to listen to the broadcast. Those of you all who are just giving your life today, continue to listen to the broadcast. This will be your template. This will be your strength through whatever it is that you're going through, because know that God is not just able but willing to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. When we trust in him, especially beyond what we see and beyond what we are and what we got going on in our life, he will come in and he will show himself mighty and he will show himself strong on our behalf. Amen? Amen. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to say a prayer for those who have submitted their prayer requests. We're going to pray for you guys. And once we do that, we'll go ahead and end the broadcast. Father, we thank you for those who have submitted their prayer requests to us, God, to cover them and keep them and protect them, God, is our prayer today. God, we ask that you will continue to watch over them, God, wherever they may be at in their situation and circumstance. God, we ask that you would show yourself strong and show yourself mighty. God, walk into the room, walk in on their behalf, God, and set this thing straight for their lives, even now. Father, we pray that you will be their cover, their keeper, and their watchman, oh God. God, over every facet of their life, God, even those that are dealing with sicknesses in their bodies. Father, our prayer today is, God, that you will walk into their situation, walk into their circumstances, Father God. God, and be strong and mighty, God, on their behalf, and do what you do best, and that is be God and be bigger than any one of their situations and circumstances. And let them know, God, God, that you are God and you are God all by yourself. God, we thank you for your outstretched hand, God, and just showing up and showing out in the lives of those, God, that you have made their request known unto you on today. And we thank you in advance, God, for all that you have already done, because we know that the God that we serve is greater than any trial or tribulation that we could come across. And Father, for that, we give your name praise, glory, honor, and dominion. And we say, God, have your way, God, because we understand, God, it's no goodness of our own, but it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being. And we can't do anything without you. And we thank you in advance, God, for just coming in, God, and showing up on our behalf. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. On Man of Monday, remember, guys, join us on Monday. We have a fantastic man of God that's going to come on, a brother by the name of Minister Jason Ramsey. He is from Holy Ghost Fire and Deliverance Church. He will be on tomorrow. On Monday. He'll be on Monday for Man Up Monday. Y'all look forward to it. I'm telling y'all, if y'all smoke your seatbelts and get ready. God bless you. We love you. And there ain't nothing that you could do about it. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.